You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Spreaker, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, TuneBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, RSS.com, Overcast, Anchor, and Breaker. We're on fucking everything. I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
Like fucking everything. Yeah. We're also on YouTube, Vimeo, Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram television. You can watch this show pretty much fucking anywhere or listen to it on all podcast apps and programs. We are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, BMG, which is the Bartelsmann Music Group. Everybody knows BMG, and then BMG US, and then, of course, 5050 Global Music Incorporated. Shout out to Quest Cross. Quizzle Starks, what's up? Dude, right here. We are your hosts. This is Jennifer DeVoe Muse, a.k.a. Jenny. The Muse is passed the fuck out at the back of the RV.
I was going to ask, where's he at?
He's sleeping. He wanted to get up for the show, but he's snoring, so I'm going to leave him alone. Yeah. I don't want to fuck with him right now. Don't poke the bear. He works overnights, like third shift on Monday and Tuesday nights. So he doesn't get enough sleep, in my opinion. But yeah. We're also here in the house today with, I hear him stirring. The bear is stirring in his cave. We've got author and screenwriter China Myers from Pennsylvania. What's up? And then, of course, Derek Webb, a.k.a. Derek Webb, producer, radio host from New York. Talk shit about other states in New England.
I love that.
Like Massachusetts is Massachusetts people are massholes because most of them are dicks and they drive crazy. So
like Jersey,
Mass friends. Oh yeah. But they're not New England, so we can't talk about that. They're right. Like states in England, so you know. I don't really say anything about Vermont or Connecticut. Connecticut's got good gambling though. You always go to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun.
Oh yeah,
good
I know
shit.
That.
Foxwoods is the largest casino in the world, but especially in America, it's huge. Yeah. That place is crazy. I never been to Mohegan Sun, but someday I hope to go. But unfortunately, Derek Webb cannot be with us today because he's down code, but he's got COVID. His mom's in the hospital, so everybody pray for Derek and his family. Yeah. The
Shout
wife,
out.
Teresa, and the four kids. Yeah, and, I hope everybody gets better really soon and everybody's okay. And your mom gets out of the hospital real soon. So hopefully this is going to be, you know. All right, so we got the following bands that are around the world. We've got Maze from the United Kingdom. We've got Dirty Machine from L.A. Scott Plant from New Hampshire. A Freak Show from San Diego, California. We've got Jocelyn Sky. She is in the L.A. area. DJ King J is up in we just had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He is up in, up north of L.A., like up that way. Some going towards Acres. We got Our Frankenstein from the L.A. area. We got, he's badass. He's a good dude. We got Berserk from the L.A. area. Hollywood Nightmare. That's pretty apparent where they're from. They're a metal band. Go check them out. Cleaver, Santiago, Chile. We got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. Go check them out. We got Star Daddy and Voc Hills, typically both in the New York area, but at any time they could be in L.A. Star Daddy goes back and forth between the two. And, of course, you got Wicked Star from the Los Angeles area. They've been on the show. Most of these people have been on the show. I'm working on the roster, trying to get everybody on the show. And, of course, we got Band of Family. We got author and screenwriter China Myers. Actor-producer Derek Webb. Mortis the Devil's Reject. Lillian Mortis, actress of the horror and sci-fi Scream Queen.
All right.
So she's right up there with Jamie Lee Curtis and some of the other Scream Queens out there. And, of course, we got the Borderline radio show from Italy featuring your DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. And then, of course, we got Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. We got Black Sabbath, a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. Don Marlowe, the High Priestess extraordinaire. She'll read your tarot cards. Read your future. I don't know. She does a lot of crazy stuff. You know, crystals and she makes really great, you know, edibles. And just don't eat a whole one on a plane. Do not be on a 5 or 6 hour nonstop flight. No stops, mind you. Nonstop flight.
Yeah.
Wow. With your husband and eat an entire cookie by Don Marlowe because you will have a massive anxiety attack in midair.
Were you paranoid?
I had to take an extra anxiety pill. The husband's like, "Oh my god, you too?" Priceless. I'm just saying. So if you want some amazing edibles, check out Don Marlowe. We got Lisa O'Neill, the actress, and she's also lead singer for the Black Sabbatha. And then, of course, Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted. We got Adam Nuke, a.k.a. Boffy. And then, of course, Lucas Humphrey, a.k.a. Tekatesha from Green Jello. And then, of course, we've got our star this evening, who we have on the show today. We now just signed him to Get Real Global Artist Management, Puma in the house. What's up?
Thank y'all for having me.
How I introduced you there? I waited until the end of the roster, and then bam, I threw it out there. What's up?
Not much.
In the LA area.
Been working on new music. Got a new single dropping February 28th. My new hit single called "Say Less," featuring my friend Yoey Composers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I got 6 amazing videos to play for you guys this evening by T. Puma.
Yeah.
And you're going to love them. I have one of the songs. I already have one of the songs stuck in my fucking head. God damn you, motherfucker.
Where did you come up with your name?
Oh, by the way, this is. Yes, yes, they're a good question.
T. Puma,
yes.
It came from my city. I'm from Sacramento, California, born and raised. You know, I've been around a lot of stuff. Mama passed away when I was 6 years old. You know,
I'm sorry for that.
Thank you so much.
Sorry.
So, so far, I just had to put in the work, you know, to be who I am today. And my mama named me Timon. But you ever seen Lion King?
Yes, Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Oh,
I always see
so
the
cool
song where they're dancing in the desert and they got the thing between them. And I'm just laughing.
Yeah, I like that. So
you're named after a Disney character. Oh,
so
shit.
You came up with the T. Pumbaa. What? How does the Puma, because I'm thinking, does this guy like sneakers?
He wants to rep the Puma brand is what it is. There's all Puma clothes. It's very original because most people do like the Jordans and the Nike and the, you know, the other stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Puma is not as, it's not put out there as much as a lot of the other brands.
Yeah. I like it. So how did you come up with that name? The T Puma. Okay. You said the first one.
Always wear Puma shoes.
Or Puma gear.
Like, to be honest, I had a lot of names before T. Puma came in the picture. I had a name called Lil Money, High School, Magnificent TC, TC, Lil Faith. I had all different types of names.
Oh, wow.
But I guess I just had to, like, really build up my name, you know, put a lot of investment into my work. You know, so far I hadn't invested into, like, Thizzler. You know, shout out to Thizzler. I didn't promote myself, like, you know, on radio stations in Bakersfield. Mm. And I had did a lot of music recording and stuff like that. And then I thought in my head, like, why don't I just come up with T-Puma? Because T-Puma, it'll get, like, it'll get a lot of sensation. And so far, like, I didn't build a lot of audience, like, in L.A. And a lot of people, they love my name.
Yeah. I like it. It's very original. It makes you think, oh, and you can remember it. It's not a name. I like it.
Thank you.
It's very original. It's very different. It's not like everybody else is doing other, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and we're hoping if I hit up Puma enough, maybe we can get him,
Right, that's what I'm saying. I like the angle.
It's an angle. We're working on this. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, yeah, let's hit up Puma and see what we can do.
Yeah.
About maybe getting some, you know, product endorsement.
Exactly. And you're definitely talented enough. So if they see your stuff, they'd be like, okay, we could bank on this guy, you know? Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So what new do you have out? Do you have an album? Do you have singles? What do you got?
Well, right now, I have a single, my original song, Celeste Rash Apple Music. I have a single out called No Love Lost. I have another single out called Trust Issues. Oh, yeah, Trust Issues. That song right there, a lot of people, like, you know.
Are we playing that tonight?
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
A lot of people have been relating to that song because so far in my city, it was really hard to trust a lot of people because I had this one friend I, you know, supposedly called my friend. You know, he switched up on me. And one time, a long time ago, I told him if he can go to Subway with me, you know, to make sure I'm safe. Found out that he didn't go with me. You know, he let me go by myself. And then the next day later, I got jumped by like 20 cats.
See?
Oh, wow.
And guess what? You're going to find in life, you're young, but you're going to find in life that people let down. Basically,
not everybody.
Not everybody, but some people will let you down. So you're going to have to be ready for that, you know? And because it really hurts. It really hurts when people let you down, especially, I'm sure that really hurt you, you know? You were counting on him to be there for you. And see, look what happened. But like she said, not everybody's going to let you down. But it doesn't hurt as much when you're kind of prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but yeah, I get it. So that's how, what else were you saying about that?
Basically, Trust Issues is like an empowered song.
Very
much. A lot of people relate to it because it's really hard to trust people nowadays.
Yeah.
Something like that. I've been doing fucking shit for almost 50 motherfucking years. Yeah. My birthday's on January 30th, and I'll be goddamn... Oh, Everybody seems to think because of my energy level, and I'm always in mosh pits at the fucking concerts, and I go crazy and wild, and I do all this nutty shit. People seem to think that I'm in my 30s. And then I tell them I have a fucking 23-year-old, and they're like, wait a minute. Hold on, let me do the math. I mean, you know, there are... I do have cousins who had children around, like, 12 or 13. Some backwoods of Tennessee or some shit. You know what I mean? So, like, yes, you could, I guess, if you had kids really young, like, let's say you 15, 16, and you had a kid, your kid 23, you could be 38. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm 25. And my daughter I had when I was 30. You know what I'm saying? I got lucky because of being Native American. Shout out to my brothers and sisters of the nation. You know, I think that because I got melanin in my skin.
Yeah.
And I'm biracial, that maybe that makes me seem younger. You know what I mean? Like, I don't look like a typical...
Yeah. You hold up better.
White bitch.
With a little melon, you hold up better.
Thank God. You need to drink more water, though.
Everybody can relate to that name. to the name of that song, you know, Trust Issues.
Yeah, everyone. Most definitely, because Trust Issues, I mean, come on. You know, you had to think about that, like how many people have let you down in life.
Facts.
Relationships, friendships, your family.
Family, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I've been let down so many fucking times, it's redonkulous at this point. But right. I don't ever give up, and I don't stop trying.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was just watching a thing with Steve Harvey, and he said, you got that turnaround moment in life. You know what I mean? Either you can keep pushing forward and keep doing what you're doing and keep trying to be the best you that you possibly can, or you turn around and quit and just, you know, ditch out the car. Like, are you really, come on now. Like, it's not in me to ever quit. I'm a winner and a fighter. I'm Irish and Native American and all that shit, and I will fight till the death. You know what I mean? I'll fight till my last breath on this earth. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, but you know what? Being African American, you know, I was taught, and I don't know who else was taught this, but I was taught, okay, you get kicked in the teeth, you get up, you wipe your mouth off, and you keep moving forward.
Yeah. My mother always taught me the same thing.
Right?
My husband always asked me, you sure your mama wasn't black? I said, no, she's Irish. And that's the same basic thing.
well, my mom used to say, are you dead? Are you dead? No, I'm not dead. Okay, keep it moving.
Get the fuck go. Keep on pushing. I tell both my children the same thing.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Look, life is going to keep kicking you in the teeth. You got to understand this, and so, but you can't just let it win. Yeah. Fuck that.
You might even have some people cry into your song. Seriously.
Yeah.
They have.
Tears.
Yeah. It's moving. It's a very moving, powerful song.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? I think we're going to play that first.
Yeah.
Man, let's break away some Trust Issues.
Get your tissues.
One of the newest ones by T Puma. Trust Issues by T Puma. James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio. Boom.
Bro, I got trust issues. Hey, I can't even trust my family, and I can't even trust my bro. I got trust issues on my mama. But look, I'm about to get back in this video. I'm going to hit you later, though, brother. Be smooth. Stay dangerous.
It's hard to find someone to trust nowadays. Love Miller. JC Yamas.
I got trust issues. I can't even trust my family. I can't even trust my bro. Trust issues, cause he be going behind my back, pillow talking to a hoe. Now I ain't bulletproof, you ain't even on my back like you say you do. When I was jumped by the ops, you ain't slide through. You let me down on the curb just to die, fool. I ain't bulletproof. I got trust issues, I can't even trust my bro, and I can't even trust a hoe. I got trust issues, cause he be going behind my back, dry snitching on the low. Now it ain't bulletproof. Say you got my back, you ain't finna shoot. I was laid on the ground, I could've died too. Like you ain't even have my back like you say you do. I ain't bulletproof. Hard headed crash, tell me make a soft ass. Everybody said it kills until they see the rap. Dead bangers, I can't stand these fools for the name. Sneak dissing on my name like I ain't to the name. Everybody came to kills until they see the devil. And they don't know where to go. Life is up. And girls setting up plots to get your ass popped. Last hitter that I trust. He tried to give me shot. Caught that play on broad day. Told him where I'd be. Later that night, I would jump. I hit his phone to three. Bleeding on the ground, thinking I was gonna leave. Playing 6 feet under where my mama at. And even buried underground where the ops be at. Cold can't lose on my bro, so I ain't so the same. The only thing was on my mind, squeeze the party, man. I got trust issues. I can't even trust my family. I can't even trust my bro. I got trust issues. Cause he be going behind my back, pillow talking to a hoe. Now I ain't bulletproof.
You ain't even on my back like you say you do. When I was jumped by the ops, you ain't slide through. You let me out on the curb just to die, fool. It ain't bulletproof. I got trust issues. I can't even trust my bro, and I can't even trust a hoe. I got trust issues. You see me going behind my back, but you ain't finished. I was laid on the ground, I could've died, fool. You ain't even on my back like you say you do. That ain't bulletproof. How you my brother, but you snake and talking on the low. That's on the dry. I was right to never trust a soul. It's like the devil trying to take me from a good life. Taking advantage of a young and trying to live life. I told myself to let it out, but it cut me in the head. See, you my brother, you that cast was a tough cast. Now, how you say it's yo, you ain't never slid. Lord, forgive me for my sins and all the stuff I did. Shout out Red, looking down when I didn't have shit. My brother told me you always watch your back and stay up on your feet. That's why I never trust a soul, cause I got trust issues. Cause there's some snakes everywhere plotting on the low. Talking to the popos, trying to set me up. Myself was smaller than the dot, I be up in the cuts. Never told in my life, my background stay clean. And where I'm from, I see bodies every crime scene. Messy murder.
Some deep shit right there.
Yeah. I felt it. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie though.
I've seen my son go through this.
It was my idea to put the blood in the video because shout out to my director, shot by Derek, who shot the video. He came out really good. I told him I wanted to put the blood in the video because it's basically like a story about my life. Like, you know, it's basically saying is if you die dead or tomorrow, ain't nobody really going to be there for you. I mean, they can't do anything when you 6 feet under, but it's going to be people that's going to be like, oh, that was my buddy. I really kicked it with him. So on. It really got really there when you called them up when it was your last, you know, breath, you know, staying on this earth. And they didn't answer the phone, they're gonna be shocked. They're gonna why didn't I pick up the phone sooner? That's what the video is basically talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's deep.
Yeah.
It was deep. Yeah, that was good. So I know how you said you came up with that because you thought everybody could relate to it, but what empowered you to write the words? Because they were very empowering.
Be honest. I respect women. I respect everybody. But nowadays, where I'm from, it's kind of really hard to kind of trust your fam because I didn't have my own fam still from me. You know, I had my own studio apartment and I had them over, spend the night and stuff like that. Came back the next day. Everything was, you know, broken into.
Right.
Like, when my mom died, it's like nobody really cared too much about my mom. My dad, you know, walked in and out of my life, you know, got him caught up with the law. But the law, you know, they always was on me 24/7 because the fact about it is my stepmom, you know, a long time ago, she was my, you know, manager. You know, she kind of at the same time, you know, kind of distanced herself from me for a very long time. I've been in a foster home since I was like 6 years old, growing up since 13, 14, 18, 19, 20 for all my life. And it's been a minute since
you can tell you're in LA.
Huh? Oh, I'm gonna tell you something. How I came to LA. Yeah, how I came
to LA.
Yeah, how I came to LA is like I was homeless in LA for about a minute. I was sleeping on the streets, you know, I didn't really know anybody in LA. And now I'm sheltered.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't really know where I'm still in a shelter.
Hey, don't ever fucking be ashamed of that. Right. That's how I met my husband was on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I was living at a fucking homeless shelter with my son. I've seen anything and everything you can fucking think of on this earth.
Yeah.
Rape, murder, fucking beatings. I've been jumped myself by gang members. My husband too.
Keep pushing.
Like we've been through it.
Yeah.
You just keep pushing it, and you know what I mean? And things will eventually get better. You have to work at it. You have to do something about it.
And let me tell you something. You know, if you're down and out, the first thing you want to think is to do something illegal, get you some fast money, get you some quick. I'm into that.
It's not. Yourself,
and get yourself a second job, and get yourself a third job if that's what you got to do. And don't be ashamed to do that, because I'm being a single mom having three jobs.
Okay? Oh yeah. And been there myself.
I went to a Boscov's, and the woman was watching me like I was a thief. And I said to her, I said, let me tell you something. I work three jobs to pay my bills. Okay. Right. I don't have to steal from this place. All right?
Right.
Because the money I make on my three jobs, I probably make more than you in a week.
You right. know?
So don't look at me like I'm a thief, because I'm out here doing the thing, okay, to survive. So don't ever be afraid to do that. And don't ever think beyond that, because that's what you got to do sometimes. And all those people that took advantage of you and robbed from you and didn't care about you, don't hate them. Pray for them and move forward.
Amen.
Because that's actually fuel, because that'll make you want to work harder. Keep them in mind, but not with hate.
This is L.A., dude. This is L.A. You better build up a thick motherfucking skin.
Yeah, that's all over.
Because this is the craziest fucking place for entertainment on the earth. You got to be careful of backstabbing motherfuckers, people who are going to be goddamn jealous of what you can do and what you're capable of.
Right.
Fuck all them. Don't worry about them. Yeah. Do you at the end of the day.
Because you and Jennifer, she got your back. She got your back. She's no bullshit.
I'm East Coast. I'm not from LA.
You
I just live in LA.
A lot of people that's gonna bullcrap you.
Oh yeah.
Say something. Can I say, when I first came to LA, I had this one guy that was posing my manager, Nathan Ape, found out that he wasn't really my manager related. He wasn't investing in me. He wasn't helping me, you know, get where I needed to go. One time, it was kind of stupid of me. I gave him $600 because he told me he was going to invest into me, you know, give me videos, give me interviews, all types of stuff. But found out the money that he took from me, he didn't do none of that.
Wow.
Also, I had got into a situation with somebody in Hollywood. It's been a video that's been going all around social media and went viral. A long time ago, it was some cat. He pulled up on me that night. I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I was walking down the street, 7-Eleven, went to go get me something to drink. And then I asked this guy, because, you know, I used to sell edibles, make some money on the side. So say nothing. So then the next minute later, he walked up on me and he showed me his little, you know, his little weapon. You know, it was a gun. Said something about he was going to try to kill me, and he wanted everything that I had in my pockets. I didn't have anything to give him, and this went all over social media. And people to this day, you know, they take it like it's funny. But he only had one video talking about he'll pop me right in and asking me where I'm from. And I told him that, you know, I'm not with that no more. I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to do what I got to do as an artist. You know, I told him that I have a, you know, beautiful, lovely wife. You know, I just got engaged to my beautiful woman. So basically about it is he didn't really care too much. He asked me to rob. He tried to rob me. He tried to take my wallet. So I'm not giving you my wallet. And then to this day, people just been making fun of me like, oh, I went out. I didn't do anything. I just let it happen. What am I supposed to do when a freaking pole is right next to me? You know, if I try to walk up on the guy and try to attack him, he can just kill me then and there.
Don't worry about it, because guess what? Every person that watched that video knows you now. Mm-hmm. So you're getting famous from that
video. You know what?
So it is what it is.
You know what? You know what I want to play next? I want to play Beware of the Streets.
Beware of the Streets.
Featuring Mozzie Shooter. With T Puma, James Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, iHeart Radio.
Shout out my homie Mozzie Shooter. La Familia Records. JJJZ. It's Puma.
they should have hit my line. Said he got a play.
Bounce out, ski mask, return dry shit. Just got a call from Big Bro, he said he got a seat. Call Zelly with the drum, he finna fly shit. And if I call Thurbo Mari, he gon' pop shit. Bounce out, ski mask, I'm tryna dry shit. Just got a call from Big Bro, he said he got a seat. Call Tay with the phone, he tryna pop shit. And you can hop up in a load of you ain't poppin' shit. Easy score, man, it tore my young life up. My brody knocked your homie down, I know that tore you up. I'm from Sacramento Valley, the city of the real. What suckers can't slide through without told him to steal. Kill Bill on your block, my niggas caught a shot. Any wrong false move will get your body dropped. My zealots on every block like they Millie Rock. And even Mozzie outside yelling bass rock. Know that Cali represented every single day. And I can't even leave the house without calling the gang. It's forever young life and that'll never change. And it's free killer Tay at that dog chain. We just chased a sucker down, Maddie got away. Mozzie shooter hit my line, he said he gotta play. All my niggas keep sticks like the military, masked up and all black like the cemetery. It's forever bulletproof when it come to mine, and when it come to TJ, just know I'm on your line. Sneak dissing on the net, we'll get your melons bust. And I don't got a pun fake, I ride with killers, but 23 at the K, yes, fuck the real. Real cat, I swear, all you niggas little girls. We be posted on your block, y'all never outside. Claiming that y'all toting guns, but y'all running high. Bounce out, ski mask, I'm trying to dry shit. Just got a call from Big Bro, he said he got a seat. Call Zelly with the drum, he finna fly shit. And if I call Thurbo Mari, he gon' pop shit. Bounce out, ski mask, I'm trying to dry shit. Just got a call from Big Bro, he said he got a seat. Call Tay with the phone, he trying to pop shit. And you can hop up in a load if you ain't popping shit.
Just hit my little bro, T-Puma, where you at? I just flew in from Alabama back to put some things in my bag. 30 bands up, got sticks in the bag. Never been on some lame shit, shoe guns, but I ain't quick. Better mind your business, for your brains be on the pavement. Mama's gonna be crying now, funeral arrangements. Better watch what your kids doing, better watch who they hang with. Niggas getting killed fast, losing like hangman. Shit, I mind your business, stay at home with your children then. Up gang, going down, nigga, this is gangland. Catch a nigga at his house, spray up the family van. I don't give a fuck, nigga, niggas know what's up with. UZ got my back. Hey, fat, what's up with it? Clutching on a sucker, nigga. Nigga know it's game time. See, Puma got my back, nigga. Clutching like it's game time.
Bounce out, ski mask, I'm trying to dry shit. Just got a call from Big Bro, he said he got a seat. Call Zelly with the drum, he finna fly shit. And if